Drop the anchor! Do it now! Even now, I can't believe the crew listened to me. I mean, it wasn't like I held any real authority over the three famous pirates. But without any argument, all the crew deployed the bow anchor, then the stern. Anne Bonnie yelled for the crew to brace themselves. The William wrenched, rolled, groaned, turned, and for a few terrifying moments actually buried its leeward rail in the water. Then she righted herself and shuddered. At that very moment, a horrific boom exploded from behind. A second boom followed quickly, from ahead of us and off to one side. Then a third, not as close or loud, echoed as the East Indians unleashed a volley at us. Right then is when my great plan almost proved to be our undoing. The maelstrom struck with furious intensity. Black clouds split, crackled with lightning, and unleashed a torrential downpour that fell so fast and so hard that I lost sight of both ends of the William. Within moments, the wind was screaming through the rigging with gale force strength, lashing us with stinging pellets of rain. The seas increased from small waves to mountains of water that tossed the William onto her port rail. Each man knew that this was just the beginning. The wind and the rain and the seas seemed to swallow us, and no doubt would as soon as the waterspout moved over the William. "The anchors!" I yelled. "We'll sink if we do not get free! Cut the anchors!" "But you just said we was to deploy them!" yelled Calico Jack over the shrieking howls of the wind. "And now I'm saying we need to cut loose!" Moving quickly, the crew cut the cables. "The oars!" I yelled. "We need to get moving!"
"Man the oars!" yelled Calico Jack.
Instantly, oars were deployed through cannon ports.
"Bend your backs into it, lads!"
The crew sprang to work with an energy that reflected the fear we all felt. While most pulled the oars, others cleared the decks of shredded canvas. A smaller group fought to get a sail over the side and plug the holes below the waterline where cannonballs had found their mark. Grunts and cursing could be heard above the shrieking wind as the men worked on slippery, wet decks, each knowing that at the next instant he might be swept overboard and that no one would even see it happen. Since it was my plan, Calico Jack ordered me to the bowsprit with instructions to guide us out of the storm, out of range of the three ships, and to safety. I did not like our chances of doing any of this, but I kept my reservations to myself. Right then, the ghostly shape of the Spanish warship passed by our starboard side, coming so close I could have hit her with a dirk dart. But here's the scary part. Jack Sparrow stood on the bowsprit, shaking his fist at me and yelling some words that, while I could not hear them due to the booming thunder and howling wind, did not seem to be those of a welcoming greeting. The Spanish warship sailed straight into the space we had vacated. At that instant, a cacophonous crashing volley of fire erupted from amidst the storm's thick grayness. The thunderous broadside came so close it shook the deck of the William. In reply from the opposite side of the William, another volley erupted. Pounding rain and lashing wind slung sea spray across our decks. I could not see the shape of any of the vessels. I only knew that had we remained anchored where we had been, the William would have been blown to bits. The storm screamed with demonic fury. The deck beneath my feet creaked and groaned in long, agonizing moans. Then came the terrifying howl of a train's horn. The waterspout was upon us. Wind slammed into the William with the shockwave force of a nuclear explosion. Not really, but it seemed like it. The William rolled onto her side. Waves slammed perpendicular into our deck. Men clung to whatever they could grab to keep from getting swept over. This all happened in like 10 seconds. Then, the screaming wind and rain passed, and the William righted herself. Water poured over the sides and back into the sea. From off our stern, hidden by the whirling vortex, came a terrible, wood-crunching, mast-snapping collision. The deadly spinning waterspout spit out bits of ship, sails, and a few bodies. By the time we sailed into misty rain and the wind lessened, all that remained of the three warships was a smear of wreckage on a gray sea.